John, how are you? Over at the front, make your way to your plane.
No, sir. How are you?
Good to see you.
Nice to see you.
I tell you, we're closing. Can I go down here?
Yes, sir.
Because we have. I've been to Florida 4 times since the election in California once, and we haven't had about 3 days of sunshine in the whole thing. We just had a bad break. The governor always has coffee.
They have some tea today.
Tea, huh?
So I'm just outside.
Well, all right, we'll have tea. Insist.
Yes, sir. We're going to leave the call.
So we're going to go to
Florida. We're going to try to go on the 7th of March. She said that would be time enough.
Oh, sure. I don't know. As a matter of fact, I won't be able to leave Washington now for 4 weeks because I have something each weekend. We don't have to do a lot of this. This is the month we have to do the congressional, basically, receptions. So I get them all in and do once each week.
Mr. President, I know you've been let me ask you a question, sir. I'll tell you all I know about it. My law firm is going to open a Washington office. Probably this year. We should have done it a long time ago.
Yeah.
We have talked, and it's almost by accident, Dick Kleinies and I had dinner one evening here about 2 weeks ago, and I have talked to him since. And we got into this thing. I asked him what he was going to do, and he didn't know what he'd done, and he'd talked to this one about it. And we've not made a deal at all. He and I talked about it this Sunday, about the possibility. We both agreed we did not want to even pursue it any further if you had any real reservations about it.
Not at all. Let me tell you that I haven't talked to him about it, but it's interesting that you're here. He had talked to me about what he was going to do, and he said that John Mitchell had spoken to him about going up there. And frankly, I haven't been told John this, but I advised him not to. If he associated with Mitchell and stayed in office here, I said he would always be sort of a second man, and he can't be in that position. I mean, he sees Mitchell as attorney general, he's an attorney general, he's Mitchell's boy, and I said, and also knowing that the New York firm, I just don't like it. So I think that's been the other hand, and I felt that, I felt that he could make some other association. The only problem that I see with him from your standpoint is to what extent the fact he has been attorney general will inhibit it only inhibits you in terms of the matters which the Justice Department has handled.
Which he handled.
Yeah.
Which he handled.
It
inhibits him.
As a member of the firm, it wouldn't inhibit you. Well, actually, because you see, I wouldn't want your firm to get in a position where you couldn't have an antitrust matter.
No,
it's very important. I don't know, but you have an antitrust department.
Yes, we should.
Well, would that hurt you at all?
No. Now, he couldn't touch you.
You could just say that he disassociated from that and so forth.
But we're not.
But I personally, I can say this, that in terms of pursuing, I think my teacher, the person that he did, good one.
Lawyers this year.
You're
biggest in the firm. We got 5.
corporate law firm without having a hell of a lot of Washington business. How the hell can the companies live at the sufferance of government? You've got to have a tax, you've got to have a night understanding. And I would just put it cold as the other. It's a shame, of course, that not a shame, it's expected that the president will jump on anybody defending government and say, how the hell would you do this and that the other thing. But I think the way they handle it is just crazy truth.
I mean, I
don't you think sure if you don't take that, they're going to blame you something else.
Well, of course, he wants to live in Washington. He just wants to vote. They don't want to vote for him.
Another thing that's good about him, too, he has in his sights. He doesn't, isn't way up.
He's not avaricious.
He's not avaricious. And on that, though, you should protect him. Because I told him, I said, no, John, I said, Dick, I said, he was talking about what he's going to do. I said, you said, don't. That's good. Yeah, just remember your words.
That's right.
And I will protect him. He deserves it. But I would say on that, you have to do it for him. He's just from Arizona. I don't know what the big stuff is. You know,
I'll protect him. Sure. And I told him that I thought he ought to be a member of our executive committee. But the first day,
I mean, I'm
top level, sure. Absolutely. That'd be great. There are about seven of us.
It'd be very hard to have a man who's been attorney general. Not
everyone. He deserves it.
Right.
And so he'll come in with his high percentage. We have the firm law. Within one or two, I've got the highest percentage of firms. He'll come in, I believe, within my range of ability.
He shouldn't. He hasn't been around, but I understand that.
And we'll give him a very substantial. He can make for it. I told him very frankly, he can make for it. George Mather said he'd guarantee him, or he said, come with me and you make $400,000 a year.
Well, I don't think he'd like some of the people George Mather.
He said to me, you know. I know the type of practice George Mathers has, and I don't want that kind of practice. He really wants to associate with a good, sound, stable law firm. And that's what he'd be doing.
This would be an excellent thing.
And I think it'd be good.
And also, it's another thing, John, about it for him. I haven't really talked about this thing too later, because, you know, I consider myself. If he opened it by himself, they'd just hire for him.
Oh,
yeah. So let's protect and shield him.
Absolutely.
That would be sure if we could guarantee him, we'd give him any kind of a guarantee so he doesn't feel like he has to produce a dime.
And I said, I don't care if he don't produce one dime of revenue in the first year.
Well, he'll work.
Oh, he will.
He'll work his ass off. And, you know, another thing, it's not bad that Mitchell is in that other firm, because there are lots of cases where you have a conflict. Like, take Mitchell maybe has pass or parts of it,
right?
Then he'll say that it's Tennessee gas. He couldn't take it, but a lot of companies are taking it.
Sure.
See?
Absolutely. If you get a both from one firm, it doesn't make sense.
Doesn't make sense at all. And yet, the fact that two big friends are in the other firms means that when they do get something they can't handle, they can say, well, no, I can't, but it's much better. Mine needs to be good. That needs to be a hell of an insult.
We didn't have to have
that. I was surrounding with the, I put it, like, you're absolutely right. Get him some good young lawyers that are going to, we would have. How old is Kleindienst now?
50.
Jesus, it's a great age.
Jesus,
he ought to just do one hell of a job.
He can.
Hell of a job.
Another 15 years. We're going to open the firm anyway.
Another thing, too, is this. He's, whatever happens in the political front, he just couldn't have a better operator.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, boy. You know, I mean, he's getting a nomination in 68. He was on the country.
That'll be John Lewis.
Harry Henderson has seen me this morning.
How's Harry?
Oh my gosh, you hear him talk about you. He's just on the table. I was in South Carolina yesterday.
How'd it go?
Oh, you can't imagine. Well, you want to know what else South Carolina. First, you know, the governor introduced me. He's supporting the governor. Not enthusiastically, but he said, he pointed out, I don't know, this is the first time in the 300-year history state legislature, that great legislature, the president of the United States ever addressed it. Now here, there's a Democratic president. South Carolina is a devoted Democratic state, and no Democratic president ever went to the goddamn place.
Isn't that amazing?
You know? But you see, that's because they took it for
granted.
Sure. The Republicans didn't think they have a chance. And then, of course, South Carolina is the most nullification-minded, because Andrew Jackson was
second coming.
Yeah. Of course, one thing that is really caught people is, I mean, of course, that problem with budget and so forth and so on, but that will have to work out. But one thing, John, that it really caught people is this beautiful thing.
Man. in Jamaica, in there at Jamaica House.
Is he really smart?
Oh, yeah, yes. He's smart. He knows his people. Yeah. He knows what, and he's not trying to push them too far.
What about unemployment?
It's high. And he's, but he's saying to all of our industries, he said, we don't want to take you over. So we got no way to operate you. We don't want to expropriate you. But please come help us. So I've got a bunch of them, John Rollins and Pollard Simons and Alcoa, and we're going to start a cattle operation down there. I don't want to, but I've got the head of Iowa Beef Packers going down there, and he's going to spend 2 weeks there. We're going to try to help him, just to get them self-sufficient in agriculture.
Anybody that builds, raises cattle helps the country.
That's right. And this is all the man asked for. But he's in control of that government. He's a very articulate fellow. He's got some very smart people around him. And you go down there, and I guarantee you, I go see him. And just tell him that you want to come. You don't want any follow at all. If you let him come over for 5 minutes one time and say hello. And that'll be the end of it. And that's all it will be. And there's no security in terms of it. That's all
I have to say. I was thinking that the whole Caribbean concerns me, but NASA getting its independence, I think it's going to go to hell. I mean, it will for Pittsburgh. There's no good.
It'll go for at least 10 years. Maybe longer. And unless we give them some help, it can all go.
Why is it that, and I don't know whether this is even wild or anything, why can't we have a situation where Jamaica might not become a state that probably reaching too far to associate with the United States on the border?
Keep that quick.
Why not?
My own nation that
God has, we really ought to. Mary, the reason that I raised that, I remember your conversation some time ago about islands.
Yes, sir.
And I've been trying to think, what the hell can we do? Well, you can't buy them, I guess. But the point is, John, the Caribbean is going to become a Red Sea unless we do something about it. And I think the idea of Jamaica, and frankly, the Nassau are the same thing, associated with the U.S., they get the same status as work. Now, of course, the objections here would be, well, welfare and this and that. But look, I don't think that's a, I don't think that's a real problem. I think it's a hell of a lot greater problem if they go
until communist, no question about it.
What do you think?
I couldn't agree.
Think about it.
I talked to him about it.
Have you?
Yes, sir.
What's he saying?
Well, I didn't go quite that far. I talked to him about the possibility of special trade arrangements with the United States. See, they're out of the European common market now. But sugar quota, my God, it's his lifeline, you see, because they grow sugar. We could make special trade arrangements.
We could have a preferential trade arrangement with the whole Caribbean.
Sure. That's what we ought to have. Really, no doubt. See, if they'll give you a trade bill that you ought to have, it gives you the power.
You like that, that's what we've asked for.
You bet.
You know that I sold that to me, my gangbusters. As long as we can go up,
right.
He doesn't mind going down. And that's what you need.
Sure it is. You have to have it both ways. But if you do that, so you can take off a lot of the import duties on some of the items that there were too many people on the island. I don't think he hurt this economy much.
Oh, no, because they don't produce anything.
Also, listen, you take work. I guess just look at work for a minute. We talk about unemployment in this country. The baby was talking. He said, right now, you can't get anybody doing the goddamn work. The Jamaicans will do it.
Jamaicans are working the people.
That's correct.
All the blacks in America won't anymore.
No. Neither will the Mexicans.
Mexicans won't. And the Cubans won't. They're too smart.
Yeah, that's right.
So who's going to do the work?
Well, we can do that really easily.
Why don't you just feel about a little bit further? And let's think a little about it. Why not think aggressively about it?
I think you ought to
have a commonwealth. I think we could have the same status with the... Look, Jamaica's got no business being a country.
None at all.
2 million people. That's right. Now, Nassau's got far less business. It's only 250,000 people. We have an army, a navy, an air force, a UN ambassador to the United States, ambassador to Britain, ambassador to Jamaica. What in the hell? Why, that's too much money.
Sure.
Don't you think so? Absolutely. Just like these places would be. First, they should still be the British. But that's not. By God, why don't we develop a policy whereby they can be with us?
I really think we should. And God knows, I hope that you won't let anybody talk to you to give it up to any of the trust territories in the Pacific.
No, I heard about that. I saw your memorandum. You thought we ought to send
by road
fire out there.
But what's
sent him or not.
That's not all that critical, but just don't let anybody talk
to
you. Give it up to
Teacher Brown. That's one of the reasons I'm trying to sink that Peace Corps, because they've been working for him.
They sure have.
And they're, I'm going to try to keep them the hell out. The other thing is that we're trying to work it around so that they come down on the side of the association. But believe me, for that, for those damn stinking little islands that can become a country is ridiculous. We still have to support them. And then, but they'd have to prove they were neutral on the trial, that we can't do it. I have no idea how far we can do it at all. Of course, it's rather remarkable how the liberals in this country press for that, press for it all the time. I don't understand those people.
They're captivated by what they think is a great ideological virtue.
One thing I can tell you that keep it until tomorrow at 11 o'clock. We'll announce it, but I'll communicate the name here. We're moving along in good shape with the Chinese there, and privately I can tell you two things are happening. We'll announce tomorrow the two American flyers down there will be released.
Right.
Second and third, Downey. Remember the he's CIA.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They've told us privately that after the 1st of July, if I write a letter, show my sister the same as his mother's sick, that they would commute a sentence and send him back to scratch. Mm-hmm. Those are positive. But beyond that, it's far beyond that. The Chinese today are petrified about the Russians. They're also very fearful with regard to the Japanese looking to the future. And they want even closer ties with us. So they are agreeing to without asking that or demanding, which they have up to this point, that they will have no relations with us unless Taiwan is unrelated, unrecognized. We're agreeing to set up an office in Peking for us and one in America and in Washington for them to handle trade and that sort of thing. Now that will be a hell of an effect on Chinese American budgets. It'll the birth of Taiwan. Great effect on the Russians. So this game is being played very well. That's correct.
Incidentally, in that connection, about this summer,
I want to tell you another thing. This will be interesting to you. Joe Meyer took a very different view than he had previously. I've talked about the typewriter before. About the Japanese, and going by some of the Japanese, he now believes it's imperative that we, the United States, work with the Japanese on that, because he says that the Japanese go in alone into Russia with the pipeline and the gas, but that will make them too much under the control of the Russian enemy. So he believes in American foreign policy and their foreign policy, which is now identical. They feel that our interest required that the Japanese and the Americans work together on that damn thing. That's great. That's interesting. I thought you should know the background.
Well, I'd go far toward the Shinkuz project to bring the gas out.
That right
now, Eastern Siberia. Yes. This summer, Pollard Simons and his wife, Annette and I have been talking. We think in June, July, maybe July, August, we're going to take off. He's getting the plane. We're going to fix it up. But we are thinking very seriously about taking 2 months just to go around the world.
Yeah. 2 months?
2 months.
Well, what kind of a plane will you have?
Well, we don't know
why. He's thinking about getting the BAC-111.
What's that?
British?
British aircraft, 111. It was a jet plane.
But it can fly the ocean.
Yes.
It can go wide.
Yes.
That's good. Yeah, that's what's 3,000 miles. What you mean.
Sure.
That's
okay.
And Grumman 2 will fly that.
Yeah, Grumman 2. We may go on Grumman 2. But we're thinking about this before I was taken off. We're going to just go ahead. Great many countries in the world.
Let me suggest
that
to do that.
And if we do, you may have to ask you if we can possibly get into China.
They'll take anybody, I'd be suggesting.
I'm sure they would.
A small thing.
Good to see you. How's Ellie?
She's great. She just
fine. Yeah.
Well, could be better.
We wish you the best.
We'll probably see you, I guess, next week. I just talked to the office and they said we have an invitation to come to dinner for going to my air. So.
Yeah, I got you.
We'll see you next Thursday.
Well, I have to visit out on the 3rd of the guest list for dinner. That's an accident.
All right.
Well, it's going to be the Jewish people that support us, you know, it's in New York and Los Angeles. So we wanted you there if you could. Good. Appreciate that.
Thank you, sir.
But don't. She hasn't got any oil.